Welcome back to the Digital Business Acquisitions Podcast, where we illuminate the pathways to successful digital entrepreneurship. I'm your guide, Juan, and in today's episode, we're embarking on an essential journey, navigating the due diligence process. Why focus on due diligence? In the digital world, where businesses operate on platforms that never sleep, understanding what you're really buying is crucial. Due diligence isn't just a step in the acquisition process, it's the foundation of a successful investment. This episode is your comprehensive guide to evaluating a digital business before signing on the dotted line. We're diving deep into what due diligence entails, from financial health checks to legal verifications and market evaluations. Our aim? To equip you with the insights and tools needed to make informed decisions, minimize risks, and maximize the potential of your digital business investments. Stay tuned as we unpack the layers of due diligence, ensuring you're fully prepared to assess your next digital venture with confidence. Let's dive in. Let's dive into the critical world of technical due diligence. This is where we scrutinize the digital gears and cogs beneath the surface of your potential acquisition. Firstly, let's discuss evaluating the technology and platform of a digital business. This involves understanding the software and hardware that power the business. Is the technology modern, or will it require updates or replacements? We're looking at the website's back-end systems, the e-commerce platform, any integrated services, and the overall tech stack. Security is a paramount concern. Cybersecurity threats are real and can devastate a business overnight. Assess the current security measures in place, think about data protection, secure payment gateways, and user privacy. A compromised system can not only be costly, but also damage the business's reputation beyond repair. Scalability is your growth blueprint. Can the current technology handle increased traffic or expansion into new markets? A platform that can't grow with you may require significant additional investment down the line. Lastly, let's talk about technical debt. This is the cost of additional rework caused by choosing an easy or limited solution now instead of a better approach that would take longer. Understanding the existing technical debt is crucial as it can significantly impact your integration plans and future development. In summary, technical due diligence is about ensuring the digital business's backbone is strong, secure, and scalable. Without this foundation, even the most promising venture could face unexpected challenges down the road. Okay, let's focus on legal due diligence, a key aspect that can significantly influence your acquisition journey. Firstly, let's talk about contracts. These legal documents are the backbone of any digital business, encompassing agreements with suppliers, customers, and employees. It's vital to understand every contract's terms and conditions to ensure they're beneficial and don't carry hidden risks or unwanted obligations. Next, intellectual property, or IP, forms the heart of many digital businesses. We'll explore how to verify that the business owns all its claimed IPs, including websites, software, and brand names. Ensuring the business has clear rights to these assets is crucial to avoid costly legal battles post-acquisition. Lastly, compliance cannot be overlooked. Every industry has regulations, and digital businesses are no exception. From data protection laws to e-commerce regulations, understanding these legal requirements is essential to ensure the business operates within the law and avoids penalties. I'll guide you through navigating these legal areas to spot potential pitfalls, like outdated contracts or unresolved IP disputes, which could affect your investment. Armed with this knowledge, you'll be better prepared to make informed decisions and approach your digital business acquisition with confidence. Let's now dive deep into market due diligence. It's all about understanding where your potential digital business stands in the vast online marketplace. We start by assessing the business's market position. What is its share in the market? Who are the main competitors? And what advantages does your potential acquisition have over them? This isn't just about numbers. It's about understanding the dynamics of the market, the trends, and how the business fits into the bigger picture. Then we move on to the competition. It's essential to know who you're up against. What are they doing right? What are they doing wrong? How does your potential acquisition stand out from the crowd? This information is crucial because it shapes your strategy post-acquisition. Understanding the business model is next. How does the business make money? Is it sustainable? Is it scalable? These are questions you need answers to. The business model affects everything from daily operations to long-term strategy. Lastly, we can't forget about the customer base. Who are they? What do they want? How does the business meet their needs? And how can it do better? The success of any business hinges on its customers, and understanding them is key to your future success. Finally, let's dive into operational due diligence, a fundamental part of understanding what really makes a digital business tick. Let's start with evaluating the business's operations. This encompasses the day-to-day activities, the systems in place for efficiency, and the overall workflow. We'll look into the business processes, from order fulfillment to customer service, and how these operations contribute to the bottom line. It's crucial to identify areas of strength as well as inefficiencies that could hinder growth or lead to increased costs. Next, we assess the team and workforce. The value of a competent, motivated team cannot be overstated. We'll discuss evaluating the team's skills, their roles, and how they contribute to the business's success. Understanding the company culture and leadership style is also key, as these can significantly impact employee satisfaction and turnover rates. Furthermore, we'll explore the business's workflows and systems. Are they up to date and scalable? Do they allow for seamless operations, or are there bottlenecks and outdated processes that could slow down growth? Identifying these red flags early can save you from future headaches and financial loss. Operational due diligence is not just about identifying problems, it's about understanding the potential of the business. A strong operational foundation can lead to increased efficiencies, cost savings, and ultimately, a more profitable and sustainable business. So, as we delve into the intricacies of operational due diligence, keep an open mind and remember, every challenge is an opportunity for improvement. Stay tuned as we guide you through identifying and addressing operational red flags, setting your future acquisition up for success. As we wrap up today's insightful journey through the due diligence process in digital business acquisitions, let's recap the key points we've covered. We started with the critical importance of financial analysis, understanding the numbers that drive the business. We then navigated the technical landscape, emphasizing security, scalability, and technical health. Our legal segment highlighted the necessity of contract reviews, IP checks, and compliance. We also delved into market due diligence, assessing competition and customer base, and wrapped up with operational scrutiny, examining workflows, team dynamics, and potential red flags. Remember, thorough due diligence is your best tool for making informed decisions and avoiding costly mistakes. Don't rush the process. Instead, embrace it as a crucial step in your investment journey. Use the insights you've gained today to approach your next digital business acquisition with confidence and clarity. Thank you for tuning in to the Digital Business Acquisitions Podcast. I'm Juan, your host, reminding you that in the world of digital business, knowledge is not just power, it's profit. Until next time, keep analyzing, keep questioning, and keep striving for success.